I don't like to listen to shows live at work because when someone comes up to your desk, first of all, that is the time when someone says the most inappropriate thing. And then second of all, you know,
listen on an earbud. You don't have it on the speakers.
Well, no, but I mean, my headphones are those over the ear kind and some of the audio
earbuds.
Escapes.
I have earbuds on my desk.
I was listening to, I was listening to Big Fatty one time and one of my coworkers came over and said, "What is that you're listening to?"
Because did I ever tell you the Big Fatty Nightmare? Did I ever cover the Big Fatty Nightmare on the show?
I don't know.
I shouldn't tell it because we're running long. All right. So, but he was really, this actually happened. This is like a real thing. It was frightening. Well, it caused me to wake up in cold sweats at, like 3 a.m. in the morning and have to leave the house. That's how intense it was.
You had to leave the house?
I did. I had to leave the house.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did I ever cover the Big Fatty Nightmare?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1596 of the BFO for Friday, the 7th of March, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters, and I've got to make a few corrections. No surprise there. Hello, Springer's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well.
Yes, Big Fatty.
y'all, you are Springer's today because, y'all, this, when you retire to your love chamber on Saturday night, y'all, don't forget to move your clocks forward, spring forward.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Because, y'all, we return to daylight saving time. And, y'all, I know that will put Big Fatty in a poopy mood. And I know it'll put other poopy people in a poopier mood.
Big Fatty.
But, y'all, it also makes some people very happy when we return to the daylight saving time. And, y'all, that just means it stays lighter later.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, it's good day in the coal mine on the Thursday. Y'all, first of all, let me just back up a little bit.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Wednesday night, hump day night, y'all, we had a horror. We had a horror meeting, and y'all, there was only four of us there. Y'all, I was a little worried. Miss Porter was having some. He said he was verklempt, chest pains,
Big Fatty,
I don't know if it was chest pains or shortness of breath or what, but y'all he was in a meeting at work and he had to run to the emergency room. Y'all, maybe Granny's wearing off on him,
Big Fatty.
I sent him a textimonium and I think he said that he was going to the heart specialist,
Big Fatty,
today for right day for some testing or something like that. I don't know, but y'all we'll keep Miss Porter in our thoughts. And y'all, after the horror meeting, y'all, it was a real short horror meeting. Maybe we need to have Miss Porter not there more often.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I went to the Walmarts and y'all, I just needed to replenish my flu symptom over the counter drugs, they think you're making the dope when you buy that kind of stuff, so they're giving you the evil eye. But y'all, I bought me some. And y'all, there's two things that I really think helped me more than anything. And I've talked about the Theraflu in the past, and I love the Theraflu. And y'all, the other one is the Mucinex DM, and I believe the DM stands for dextromethorphan.
Yes.
But y'all, it really knocked the cough out of Big Fatty when he got home to watch The Survivor on Wednesday night. And anyway, but that was that. And y'all, good day in the coal mine. Got a few things accomplished. Y'all, we've switched over to a new e-letter system. And y'all, you know, change is never good for Big Fatty. So, you know, old Veda helped me with it. But y'all, I still had some questions and some things still didn't work quite right. And I'm still not 100% satisfied, but I'm more satisfied than I was. So, and y'all, I've got a couple of things here that I need to talk about. First of all, y'all, on yesterday's little show, y'all, I told you to keep that Peter G. Y'all, by the way, that is a chicken finger, and y'all to keep him in your thoughts, cause y'all, his kitty, he had to have his kitty cat put to sleep. Y'all, I got it all wrong. I got part of it right. That Peter G, it was not a kitty cat. It was a puppy dog, and the puppy dog's name was Kahlua. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah, Kahlua. Kahlua lived for over 15 years, and y'all, quite frankly, if you multiply that times 7, that's almost as old as the vines.
Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble.
But Peter G was still heavy in our thoughts, and I'm sorry I fucked up all the details about all of that. But you know, you've probably come to expect it with a Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty, we know you're always gonna fuck it up.
But I want to say a special thanks to a Digger up there in the Chicago's, cause y'all, he sent me the correct information to pass along to everybody. Now y'all, several people, including that Paul and the Brian up there in the Danbury, y'all, they've sent me the wake up and smell the bacon. And y'all, it's an alarm clock. What it is, you hook it into the bottom of your iPhone, and y'all, you stick it in there.
Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar.
And y'all, when the alarm goes off, y'all, it puts out a poot.
Big Fatty, vulgar,
but it smells like bacon. And y'all, and they show a bacon rosebud.
Big Fatty, it's just getting worse.
I've got to just look on here. I don't even know how much it is. Apply for a chance to get the device. Y'all, send in an application for Big Fatty to get that device.
Big Fatty, it still sounds vulgar.
Anyway, and y'all, then there's something in here about exploring the scent. Y'all, you can go over to wakeupandsmellthebacon.com. And I don't know if you have to use the www or not.
Big Fatty, you are silly.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have got not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one comes to Mari on Saturday, the 8th of March, and y'all, it is someone that has been to Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages for the past 2 years. Y'all, it is that John in the VT.
Big Fatty, I think that's Vermont.
It may be, anyway, John, we hope you have a lovely, just a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, our second celebration is on Sunday the 9th, y'all. And y'all, it is someone up there in the Minnesotas, and y'all, it's Eric. It's Eric in the Minnesotas is having a celebration of exiting. Big Fatty, which do you think will have a cold celebration? Well, I'm not sure, but you know, Minnesota's been real cold this year. Well, in that case, Big Fatty, I hope Eric in Minnesota has an ice cream cake, and I hope John in Vermont has a maple cake. Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty doing some sort of cheerleading event. And y'all had just shouted myself, Big Fatty Volga. And y'all, that musing Mark, that Mark in calendar, he has sent in a picture of Big Fatty, and it says, in Franz von Stuck's painting, The Struggle for Big Fatty, hunky gentleman callers wrestle for Big Fatty's affection. Big Fatty, I don't think that's a painting. I think that's a Polaroid. It may be. And y'all, Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C., he has sent in a picture. It says, spotting Big Fatty dropping a new album, just like the rapper Big Dipper. Y'all, it is Big Fatty dropping his album, Fat Life. Big Fatty, just what we need, more Fat Life. And y'all, I think that's it. I think that's it for the Spotting Big Fatty. So maybe this weekend you can find some more pictures and send them to Spotting Crazy.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy.
Bacon. Hello, Poodle. It's Bacon.
Hey.
I just wanted to say thanks for letting Squeaky Kitty be in my picture over at the lodge. Okay, so I took the day off because who wants to work on their birthday? So the show was great. Farty did a good job. Hello. I requested that song at the beginning of the little show today, so totally spoiled. Anyway, loving it. Enjoying my day off. And right now, I fell asleep yesterday during the Academy Awards because I had a massive headache. And I woke up with a bad headache today, but it's gone now. So anyway, I'm going to have my smoothie and then I'm going to go and work out, and you know, just another day. But it's nice that there's nobody else here but me, and the voices in my head. Just kidding. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see that. Of course, is Miss. Oh, oh, oh. Are you there, Miss Bacon? Are you there? Anyway, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and y'all, you know, she had a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Monday of this week, and Miss Bacon, it sounds to me like you just had a lovely,
yes, Big Fatty, in fact, she had an extra corner of cake just for me.
Hello.
Happy Bacon. Hey,
the BFO gang.
Hi.
Guru's lost it. I posted on Twitter that I'm old enough to cuss now, and his response was, yeah, what's going on over there at the DI plus Daniel has some parasitic something or other. Now, I was there for the live show on Tuesday night, so I have no idea what he's talking about, but he should probably just call in and explain himself, not to mention he told me 3 weeks and 2 days ago that he was going to call in, and that it was his time, it was his turn or whatever, that he was due, and well, of course he is, so come on, Goo.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Goo. Come on now, Goo.
Beh, Freddy, it sounds vulgar when you say it.
It is vulgar when I say it. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I have no idea what it was about, but come on, Goo. Beh, Freddy. Now, y'all, our next call is from the Spambassador of the BFO, that Laughing Buddha, Mark. Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty, this is the Laughing Buddha, the official Spambassador to the Little Show. And hey, I've been meaning to call you this week. I made that lemon chicken soup, and I want to make sure that your listeners know that the Spambassador gives his seal of approval with a lovely, delicious soup, and it's going to go into my repertoire. I did do a little bit of a difference from the original recipe. I pretty much followed the original recipe, but at the end, I added a 6-ounce bag of baby spinach to the soup, and it was delicious. And I also used 2 lemons rather than 3, but I can understand why you like using 3 lemons. Thank you, Big Fatty, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, Mark, thank you so much.
How do you turn this thing off?
Oh, Big Freddy, he's just like you. Mark, first of all, thank you so much for the call, and it's lovely to hear your recommendation or your seal of approval of the lemon spinach soup. And y'all, I had a call also from that Moose P, and you know he made the lemon chicken soup also. And y'all, I have a feeling that the message was about that. But y'all, I went to play it, and there's nothing in the message, and I don't know if it what happened with the mechanical or whatever. So Moose, I did get your message, but there was nothing. No, he didn't say a word. Well, maybe Moose is very kind, and you know he learned that if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Big Freddy, that's probably it. But y'all, that Moose P is down there in the Fort Lauderdale with his husband. Y'all enjoying some sunshine, and y'all, I see that he maybe even crawled into the cement pond down there. So Moose, I hope you're enjoying your vacation. And you know, the other person that was gonna make the soup was that Goo. Goo was going to make it big,
very vulgar.
And Goo, I don't know if you made it or not, but if you did, would love to hear from you as well to see what you thought of the lemon chicken soup. And Goo, don't forget there's the $10 off the gas can. And y'all, by the way, if any of you are getting the gift cards or anything, just put all that booger glue okay, I see a self-addressed stamped envelope, and send it out there to It's All About Jeremy, P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365.
Big Freddy, you silly.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions, and y'all, I know that Daniel Bieber is probably got big plans for the weekend. Y'all, I tell you, ever since he's moved to Connecticut, I think he's moved 6 times since he's been up there.
Big Fatty, I think you're right.
And you know that Adam Burns is going to go up and visit him up there, and Daniel, with the thought of Adam coming up to visit you, what do you think of that?
Did I ever cover the Big Fatty Nightmare?
Oh, no. I said Adam was coming, not Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.